Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1892, recorded on Thursday the 4th of February 2016, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm Dorothy Sneesby, and I'm joined by Peter Walsh.
Thank you, Dorothy. We'd like to welcome new listeners Sharon Knight from Hoverton and Elsie Elner from Hingham. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox recordings. As always, we have a selection of news items, two features, one on our city centre stores of the past and the other on Park House at Sandringham. We have letters to the Evening News and Information Desk. Our first news stories include the discovery of a sinkhole, hundreds of homes planned for Easton, and a nasty fall. But first, police deal with some suspicious packages.
A bomb squad was called out to a property after three suspicious items were discovered during a police operation. Firearms officers found the packages as they raided a top-floor flat on Trafalgar Street in Norwich. During the search, a number of BB guns were seized and four people were arrested by police. Police officers were also inside the flat, gathering evidence as part of the ongoing investigation. Three men aged 18, 22 and 53 were arrested, along with an 18-year-old woman. They all remain in custody.
A decision to target speeding drivers on a section of road where the limit has been cut for work on the 178.5 million Norwich Northern Distributor Road has been defended by police. A temporary 30-mile-an-hour limit has been put in place on Cromer Road, near Norwich International Airport. But Norfolk Constabulary has been criticised for basing its safety camera van close to where the limit begins, with drivers accusing the force of cashing in on the temporary limit. A claim the police deny. Norfolk County Council also came under fire for putting the temporary limits in place when little work seemed to be happening.
Standards at care homes in the region have improved since tougher new standards were brought in, inspectors say. Four out of 10 homes in the region had been deemed not up to scratch since a new regime was introduced by the Care Quality Commission, CQC, in November 2014. It led to concerns being raised that the new standards were too tough on care providers that are already struggling. But Sue Howard, CQC's Deputy Chief Inspector for Adult Social Care in the Central Region, said, "It is always disappointing when we inspect adult social care services and find standards are falling short of what people should be able to expect. But it is our inspectors' role to highlight poor care so that providers of care and commissioners, that is, local authorities, can go on and work together to ensure improvements are made. We continually monitor the progress and improvement providers are making. For example, of those services we have inspected, we saw a drop in the number of services rated as inadequate from 9% to 4%.
A colourful crochet creation featuring a menagerie of fantastical creatures is springing up at the Forum in Norwich. The quirky totem pole is the idea of textile artists Kelly Davidson from Norwich and Johan Coldry from Haysborough, who are asking passers-by to get involved with the unusual project as part of the Makers Month festival currently taking place. The duo started off the totem pole by creating an array of crochet characters for the top. They invited people to add to their masterpiece. Ms. Davidson said it was about inspiring people to be creative and that they were pleased with how many people had got involved so far and how bright and colourful the totem pole had become.
Investigations are continuing after a sinkhole large enough to swallow a small car was discovered. The 6-metre-deep cavern was found underneath Plumstead Road near Kett's Hill by telecoms engineers. It resulted in an overnight road closure by police due to the risk it posed to passing motorists. It is the latest in a series of sinkholes and collapses around the city over the years, with the most famous being the Bus in a Hole in Earlham Road in 1988.
In 16th century Norwich, Robert Kett led a rebellion of the common people. Now, more than 460 years later, a theatrical army is being recruited to reenact that moment in history. Norwich-based theatre company, The Common Lot, plans to present 1549, the story of Kett's rebellion, this summer, and is looking for a cast of about 50 to perform the show, as well as people to help behind the scenes. Opening at Heyham Park on June the 24th, the free outdoor spectacle will tour city venues and form part of the Lord Mayor's celebration. Simon Floyd, who has written the show with Carl Minns and will be directing it with Duncan Joseph, said, "It's an opportunity to get involved in a large-scale outdoor community production produced for Norwich, with Norwich and about Norwich. We delight in helping people with no experience have a fantastic experience in making theatre collaboratively."
One of cycling's premier events will come to Norwich this summer as it visits Norfolk for the first time. The first leg of the Aviva Women's Tour will start from Southwold in Suffolk and finish in Norwich. The initial 132-kilometre stage on Wednesday, June the 15th, will also pass through Lowestoft, Beccles, Bungay, Harlesden and Attleborough before arriving in the city. It will be the third successive year Suffolk has held a stage of the five-day race and the first time Norfolk has welcomed it. The Norwich Business Improvement District has said it will help raise the profile of the city, while it is hoped its arrival will also bring an economic uplift to the county. Last year, the sporting spectacular was thought to have brought a 1.1 million boasts for Suffolk and was watched by an estimated 70,000 people, with almost half visiting from overseas or elsewhere in the UK.
A man who fell from a block of flats in Norwich is continuing to fight for his life in hospital. Witnesses had seen the man, believed to be in his 30s, fall from a balcony on the fifth floor of Ashbourne Tower, Watling Road. He was initially taken to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, having sustained multiple serious injuries, but has since been transferred to Addenbrooke's Hospital in Cambridge. A spokesman for Norfolk Police said his condition was critical but stable. The spokesman added, "There are no suspicious circumstances surrounding the incident."
A controversial vision to more than double the size of Easton has been reshaped after talks broke down. The village, near Norwich, currently has around 600 homes, and a planning application for 907 more was approved by South Norfolk Council's Planning Committee last year. Scores of locals have objected, citing concerns over traffic, flooding and strain on medical services and schools. But the plans for land north and south of Dereham Road were given the green light subject to conditions, including a Section 106 agreement. However, a slightly scaled-back application for 890 homes has now been submitted to planners after talks between parties broke down. The applicants are a consortium of landowners, including Easton and Otley College, the Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association, the Norwich Diocesan Board of Finance, and the Rampton Property Trust. While the exact cause of the disagreement is not known, it appears that the consortium and Easton Parish Council have failed to reach agreement. A planning report notes that this led to the application site being reduced by removing the parish council's land. The new application has a higher density of housing than the previous application. The scheme would also include an extended primary school, a new village hall, a shop, and areas of public open space, including allotments.
An ambitious scheme to create a technology corridor along the A11 is set to be officially launched in May. Councillors were given an update on the A11 Technology Corridor project, which aims to create 10,000 new jobs and attract £905 million of private investment and see up to 20,000 homes built between Norwich and Newmarket by 2031, by focusing on 11 key areas along the route. South Norfolk Council's Growth and Communities Committee heard the next stage will see a launch in May. The launch date was revealed by Nina Cunningham, funding manager, who said, "It's not just about the road, the A11. It is the zone of influence around it. It is not risk-free, but we feel the benefits far outweigh the risk." Councillors were told the corridor could be further boosted by creating a link with Cambridge to draw in more investment and increase its prestige.